Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Five out of our last six. We have five left. Three of these teams are legitimate playoff contenders and potential Super Bowl champions. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you talk about the Seahawks, they've got all the makings. The Bucks, well, we already know. The Rams, despite them losing to Carolina, those are three teams that are left on the schedule. You're talking about the Cards and the Saints. Mike, we got to win out, and I said this today, to avoid another losing season. I don't know if that's going to happen. But while we're talking about the special teams, here's Raheem Morris, because you want to talk about honesty? Whether you like what he says, whether you think he says too many phrases or whatever his deal is, this is about as honest you can get after the game when it comes to special teams.
You got to go play in all three phases of the game, and we didn't show up today on special teams, and it hurt us.
You're right. Thank you. End of comment. I don't want to hear anything else. I don't want to hear about how we got to get it done. I don't want to hear about it being on the grass. I don't want to hear anything. Special teams.
We got to find a way to win those football games.
No. I don't want to hear any of that.
Down. We got to get off the grass.
Then he said this about Agnew's muff punt, and Mike said it. He is. What was the word you just used for
incompetent?
He's incompetent. Here's Ra.
You got to leave it alone. You know when we did not, and you put it on the ground and you give him an easy touchdown on the 2 yard line, and those things can't happen.
No, I mean, it's just common sense. I mean, anything inside the 10, you just let it go, and if they get down on the one, tip your cap.
Yep.
But you don't take the ball there. I mean, just it's basic stuff. You high school kids know it. And granted, we've seen some screw-ups in college, but still, you're a professional, man. Special teams is I mean, there's so many weak parts of the squad. The defense pops for three quarters. We can never give you four quarters of anything. Cousins looks pretty good. We got Bijan on track. And then we can't catch a pass. And I guarantee you, some of these were contested passes. We can't win contested balls at all. You know, Pitts plays pretty well. You know, he got in the rhythm of things. He missed some blocks. You know, you can't – nobody can give you the clean game. Bijan missed a blitz pickup. I mean, it happens. But it's just – this team, I do believe – we were talking about this morning. I believe the right coaching staff can squeeze the performance that we're not getting out of it. And a team, whether it's a Sean Payton-like guy or whoever – and it's going to be hard to find that guy, Carl. It's not easy. Lord knows. We've been trying for years. But we got to find somebody who will instill discipline and smart play, because we don't do that on this team.
404-726-0929. Phone lines are open, and they will be all afternoon long for you to talk to us. Let us know how you feel. 404-726-0929. Follow us on socials, guys. Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up, C. Dukes. Follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929, and, of course, follow this radio station at 929, The Game. When you talk about the coaching situation, Mike, I want to put this to bed, okay? We may be losing right now, but let's not be idiots. Trading Bijan or Drake London and hitting a complete reset with some of these players is dumb. Do not be idiots, okay? We're losing, but know why we're losing. Mm-hmm. We're not losing because of our best players not performing at a high level. You're not. I'm not trading Bijan. I'm not trading London. I'm not trading any of my stars on this team to hit a reset because I don't like the way the coach is going. Relax. We're going to be all right. Mike's right. We got to find the right mix of guys, Mike, and I'm talking about coaching staff, OC, DC, all of that stuff, and we're going to be okay. But this whole thing about, man, we just need to hit the reset. Y'all need to stop this boy BS.
No, guys, that's I'm with Carl on that.
I almost said it, though.
Yeah, no way, Jose. We got some stars, and they really nailed it with Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr., who continues to pop.
Yes.
I mean, you got the makings of a really good squad. Now, I mean, we got to go get another corner opposite A.J. Terrell. That's one of the things we got to get this offseason. There's some areas. You know, guys, we got to beef up whatever's going to happen. Hopefully McGarry comes back healthy. You know, we're going to have to beef up. I don't know. Are they happy with Neusel? We'll find out. But O-line was a bit of a disappointment at times this year. Then there's some days where it pops. My thing is, you've got to find the right combination. And I don't know. One guy said to me today, he goes, are they going to hire Corn Ferry to go hire? Or is no. Rich McKay going to be involved? Again, if he is, you'll never know about it. Probably will be.
Yeah.
But they'll never admit. They'll never cut bait. I heard an interesting thing last night, and I mentioned this today on our pre-show. Chris Collinsworth last night on the Commanders game with the Broncos, talking to Mike Tirico, was saying he was talking to a guy who's on the staff at the Broncos. And he says the thing that makes Sean Payton different is if something isn't working, right, or there's a problem, something's not right with the team, it's fixed immediately. Like, it's fixed that day. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't sit there and pretend they don't have a problem. They know they've got a problem. For instance, when Russell Wilson came in with his entourage and his own training staff, no, that's not happening. That's not going to work here. And eventually he moved on. And other aspects of it. Look, I know the guy is he's an SOB. We all get it. We know what Peyton's about. We saw it for 15 years against the Falcons. But he has a plan and he has discipline and they do it. It's his way or the freaking highway.
Can I tell you a secret? All the great ones are that way. When Belichick was on his game, what was he considered? A blank hole.
Mm-hmm.
Think about Parcells.
Who, Sean Payton, that's his mentor.
That's his mentor. Mike, when they get, I know you guys don't think this, Andy Reid's the same way. Andy Reid's a nice guy, but all this stuff, like, it's going wrong, they fix it immediately. There's none of this, well, I'm not sure. When you are successful at the highest level, all of these guys are this way. And Sean Payton is a great example because he just got there. They were in salary cap hell. They didn't know if this thing was going to be able to be turned around in such a short period of time. Mike, he picked a quarterback nobody really wanted in that draft. That is why he is the perfect example. But, guys, there are two others. The Bears are atop the NFC. Ben Johnson looks like he is all the things that we thought he was. Mike Vrabel. And the Patriots are back. They're atop the AFC. Like, there are examples that you can get the right guy in the next season. Have this happen to your football team. We thought we were on the cusp of that last year, but we went 6-3, and then it fell apart. But I totally agree with Chris Collinsworth's assessment. The irony is, Falcon fans, we saw that when he was with the Saints.
Right.
We saw how ruthless he was. Guys, do you not remember? He let Drew Brees pass for a record when they were up by a million points.
Yeah, by four touchdowns.
Do you guys not remember this? Sean Payton is ruthless. You saw it with your own eyes. So that's not surprising to me that Collinsworth is acknowledging it. It's just when you know what you want, Mike, and how to do it, you become that guy. And when you're good at your job and you know how to see success, that is what happens at this level in the NFL. 404-726-0929. There's no nonchalant about him. And by the way, would you be 4-8 or would you rather have the Broncos record and have a blank hole?
Right. Who's working with Bo Nix, who's, you know, he's taking his lumps. He makes an unbelievable throw. He's nearly on the ground, and he drops like a sidearm laser in for a touchdown last night. There are a couple of amazing plays. We'll talk more about it in 4th-and-1. Yeah, the game Carl's talking about, that was 2011, 45-16. Drew Brees going for the single-season passing record.
Ran it up.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we do. So in the case of our coaching staff, I don't know. It was an uncompelling hire. It's a guy with a losing record as a head coach with this organization. We saw it with Jimmy Lake. I'm not sold. The experts around the league are not sold on Zach Robinson, okay? I know the guys have to execute. Why are you doing a toss to Algier? That's Bijan's role. That's Bijan's role, man. I mean, I get it. A little imagination having Felipe under center, but that's the wrong tool for the job. That was that first four and out we had.
Frustrating. Disappointed. Upset? Maybe.
I'll get off the grass.
But this was over weeks ago. And we knew it, and it was just hard to swallow and accept it. But y'all, we just lost to the Jets. It doesn't get any, I don't know what else to tell you about the frustration or being upset or disappointed. But when we come back, Mike and I both agree on one thing, and you should too. And it's time for him to speak. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Falcons lose 27-24. They fall to 4-8 on the season. And Kirk Cousins, 21-33, 234 and a touchdown. Doesn't matter who the quarterback is. Some people have said Cousins played really well yesterday. Whatever. Bijan was Bijan, 142 yards, touchdown, 5 receptions for 51. But as Mike and I started the show, special teams killed you again. And, you know, Mike's talking about the Sean Payton example of fixing things immediately. What he's alluding to, and I don't know if this got lost in our conversation, is your special teams have been hurting you all season. You could go back to early in the season where you could have made a change just like you did with Ike Hilliard, but you didn't do it. And now it's come back to rear its ugly head a couple of different times, Mike, and it's cost you more games.
Yeah, again, I don't know what happened with Ike Hilliard. Anytime I mention it, I'm told, you don't know what you're talking about by people in the organization. So I guess he parked in the coach's parking space. I don't know. I mean, he was apparently not good at his job. Well, he was hired by Rye. He was pretty good when we had like nearly 2 1,000-yard receivers. But for whatever reason, he got. And I brought it up a few times when I'm like, you don't know behind the scenes. I'm like, okay, all right. Maybe someday someone will share this with me. So I will stop making uneducated takes about Ike Hilliard. But Ike Hilliard got.
You don't know.
I don't know. Now, I do know this. Marquise Williams has been around and he's survived multiple coaching staffs with the Falcons, but maybe it's time for him to maybe go someplace else.
Well, here's the deal. You can have mistakes made as a coach a couple of times in a season. This has been consistent.
Systemic.
Right? And it doesn't matter what teams are talking about. Punt return, kickoff return. It doesn't matter what. That's the issue, Mike. And so what it tells me is that whatever attention to detail that you think you have, it's not there because guys continue to make the same mistakes that are costing you. So, I'm with you.
Right. Now, Marquise came in with the Arthur Smith group when Arthur Smith took over as head coach, and he was retained by Raheem Morris.
2020.
And sometimes those guys, and Keith Armstrong survived some pushes and purges here, I should say, but he was good at his job for many years. But even then, at the end, Keith had some issues. They all do. It was like anything else, man. Maybe it's the talent. Maybe, you know, our backups just aren't that good.
Yeah.
You know, that's it.
All right. Here's what we both agree on, and we hope you do, too. It's Dukes and Bell. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you had a great holiday. We certainly did. We'll talk more about that along the way. We will get into Georgia's big win against Tech. Even though it was not exciting, they are right where they want to be, and that is the SEC championship game coming up this Saturday. Here's what we agree on. Mr. Blank, hi. When are we going to hear from you? Why do we have to wait another 5 weeks so that this fan base can have an idea of where you stand with the situation and circumstances of this football team? This is an unusual case. This is not a normal season where we can just sit back and relax. Mr. Blank, we are going through another season of losing football in our wonderful city. We're 4-8. We're not going to playoffs. And I don't know if we'll win, you know, another game the way this looks right now. Again, we just lost to the Jets. So I would love to hear you address where you are at and where this organization is. And if it's a vote of confidence, fine. At least we know. But if it's not, I think fans would want to know that as well. And if you're going to say, well, it's not the right time, when is? Why are we going to wait and put us through this torture, Mike, of waiting 5 more weeks until we may know already what the inevitable is?
I think that, you know, two schools of thought on this one. You already maybe have your plan in place, and you're just going to let it play out, because if you do fire the coach or general manager, it signals to the fans the season is over. Most fans have a brain, and they know the season was over about 3 weeks ago. But, you know, the hope springs eternal, you know, in the full range of expectations, right, with the fan base.
Mike, you know what would get fans excited, though?
Yeah.
To know what the future
Correct.
Is.
Correct. And I think you want to get a jump on the rest of the league. I think you want to get a jump on a new general manager. I'm sorry, Terry Fontenot. There's been some good picks. There's been some bad picks. And that's basically the lot of your of the life of a general manager, about 50-50. But you didn't produce a playoff team in 5 seasons. You know, even if you give you the 1 year Carl of the cap hell you inherited, you still haven't gone to the playoffs in 4 years. You know, and you're part, unfortunately, you're attached to 8 years. So you got to go. They've got to bring in a new set of eyeballs for everything. And I don't know. I'd love to know that they could do this without having Rich McKay involved in the process. I don't think that's a possibility. And that's another thing that gives fans pause, Carl. The sense of futility that the same guys who made the bad hires will make the more bad hires.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's going to get fixed if you feel like that is going to be the process in which we're going to have to go through. I just want to put it out there. And we love Arthur Blank. He's been great to us over the years. Just generally speaking, he's done things behind the scenes for us. We love talking with him. Right. But at the end of the day, this fan base wants to know. And this is the first time I've ever called him out like this and said, hey, while I'm on the radio, Mr. Blank, and I know somebody's listening that is either close to you or in your family, we need to hear from you. Because we don't need to hear Mike from, as you said, the general manager. I don't want to hear from the president. I don't want to hear any of that. I want to hear from the owner to say, hey, we know where we're at, and this is what we plan on doing. Give us something. Because right now, man, this is hopeless. It feels that way. And I know it's not, because I'm looking around the league, Mike, and all I got to do is look down the road at Carolina and go, what the hell's going on there?
Yeah, all of a sudden, you know, it's usually Bryce Young just looks like Joe Montana against us. He had an unbelievable day against the Rams. You know, and again, I bet the Rams, I thought they'd come in and wipe the floor with them because Carolina's so inconsistent. But they've started to put some things together, and they're believing in it. You know, you look around. We talked about the job that Peyton is doing. How about Ben Johnson with the Bears? How about the Bears? Caleb Williams left for dead after one season in Chicago.
Left for dead.
That team is kicking butt, you know. Might not be pretty, but they're getting the job done. You know, the Eagles are going through their swoon, but I think they can – we'll find out. But we're talking about teams that were down, that are now on the ascension. We're going to see one this week in Seattle, a coach that we interviewed that we didn't hire back in 2024. So here we go. I said it Sunday. I'm with you. Arthur, and I everything Carl said, because I don't want to parrot everything Carl said, but it's what I said on Twitter yesterday. You need to let the fans know where this is going. Because, I mean, the fans need to know what the hell is happening. What is the direction of this football team? 8 years without the playoffs, you are a laughingstock. I mean, I Carl, you touched on it. Mr. Blank has been successful in everything he's done. We got the championship with United, but this thing is lost right now. And I need to know where Arthur Blank feels about this. I mean, yes, there's going to be major changes. We're going to wait till the end of the season. Okay, I can live with that. Give me something.
Yeah, I wasn't on this train a few weeks back because I still felt like the season could be salvaged. Not now. Not now. And that's why. If you're going to say, well, was it better 3 weeks ago? No, because they still had a chance. What if we had ran off 3 in a row and all of a sudden things looked a lot better? I wanted to give them a chance to do that. Not now. Again, we just lost to the Jets.
You lost to a terrible football team, guys. We talked. Now, the Jets, they did the fire sale. They traded their best defensive
makes it
players.
Even worse.
Correct. You know, I mean, that's part of it. You know, I mean, look, I don't know what happened with Hughes trips on Adonai Mitchell. Where's the safety help? Where's Jesse? Where the hell's safeties were late on the rotation over there? Unless they were all over Mechie, who couldn't catch a cold yesterday for the Jets. So it's just so frustrating. The defense looks so good. You know, even when they flip the field on special teams, they do hold them to a field goal. But then with the game on the line, they go march right down the field on us. I mean, like, we're not even there. So this is one where you hired some assistants that maybe aren't up to speed, that aren't the guys, you know. And coaches are always measured by your assistant coaches. It's a big part of it. That's why the coaches, you know, and we talked about Zach. Look, I don't know if Zach's plan would work with a better, I don't know, better what? You got Bijan Robinson. Now, Drake's been injured. You got Drake London. You got a lot of pieces on this offense. Offensive line, for the most part of the season, has been healthy. Despite the injuries, starting losing our starting right tackle, they were able to get things cooking. I think there's inconsistency in the offensive game plan. I think he's good for five or six plays in a game. That you know what the hell he just do?
404.
And the five or six plays in each game are the difference.
The difference. They are. 404-726-0929. Phone lines are open, guys. Talking to you. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. I think we all can agree on that. I think we all can agree. We might not agree on where to go, who you want, where this thing's going to go, who our quarterback is. There's a lot of stuff. I think we all can agree on that. Just give us a little bit. Just give us some of that direction of what we need to hear from the guy that calls the shots. All right, with that said, we got a lot more to dive into. Plenty of college football, as we mentioned. Mike, this weekend was really bananas. When you talk about the games and the rivalry games themselves, which to me played second fiddle to all the coaching stuff, and specifically Lane Kiffin, who we now know is at LSU, we're going to dive into this coming up because I know many of you have an opinion about this, and maybe you have an opinion about Lane as a person, and that's fine because he's been doing it long enough, Mike. People know who he is. He's a brand. But LSU got their guy. But then all these dominoes are starting to fall into place. Auburn has a new coach. We mentioned this, guys. Florida's got a new coach. We're not even talking about this stuff. It's like those are lost jobs all of a sudden.
I mean, Penn State is sitting here like musical chairs, and they're still standing around. I mean, that's crazy. I wonder where, unless they've got somebody earmarked as an assistant coach from one of the teams that's going to go deep in the playoffs. But Penn State to not have a coach is kind of surprising. You know, we've talked about, you know, the Arkansas fans were ready to revolt when they figured out who they were hiring.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of funny.
It was.
You know, there's even people that aren't happy about the Summerall hiring, you know, with Florida. So, and then, you know, to see the Lane Kiffin thing, the way that thing played out. Look, I've always found him to be an interesting character. You know, but he's a character. You know, to some degree, these guys are all used car salesmen. But there's certain guys like Saban, when you get to that certain rarefied air, that, you know, he's on point. His brand is like Kirby's. It's almost like he's above, beyond reproach. And with Lane, you thought he had come out the other end. All the silly stuff was about immaturity and, you know, he did some selfish things early in his career. And this one is just, I can't wrap my head around. I just can't. And I understand the NCAA, the way the schedule comes out is just asinine. To have signing day here where it is and to be, that's the logic that forces you. No, I got to take care of signing day. Well, I've got a team that might win a national championship. Nope, got to go.
Yeah.
You know, it's just crazy.
It doesn't help, but that's not on Lane. That's on college football.
Right.
The scheduling and the calendar, that Lane doesn't do that. So he is doing what he thinks is best for him. But we're going to get into it, man, because this was – and by the way – poor Marty, man. I mean, how many times? I'm still here. I'm waiting.
The memes of Marty Smith is one of the nicest guys in all of sports. To be standing there with the beard and the long hair like he's on, like Tom Hanks in Castaway.
Hilarious.
And then the fact, how about this? Talk about like Mike Wallace, like going behind enemy lines. He's got to basically come past a fence and a security perimeter. He's going off-road because Lane Kiffin's doing an end-around where all the fans are at the airport. Mm-hmm. And then Lane's like, you got me. Okay, I'll do 5 minutes with you. We talk about journalism. That was amazing stuff.
Yeah, because we don't see that anymore. Everybody just wants to post on social media and say what they think is going on, and Marty chased the story and gave it to
you. Like literally and figuratively, literally.
We don't see that anymore, and that's why I'm giving him props today. I loved it, by the way. And Lane, thank you for giving him the time. He wasn't a jerk about it. Like, yo, all right, you got me. I'm going to go ahead and give you 5 minutes. The plane's not leaving without me. So go ahead and, I mean, all the excuses were out of the window. Dude, you've been here for the last few days. I'm going to give this to you. All right, we're going to talk about it. We'll talk about the coaching changes. By the way, I think Auburn got a really good coach. I know many people may say this is the same thing we did before. He brings a lot more experience. I think Florida may have gotten an interesting coach. We'll talk about it coming up. Also, along the way, guys, more on the Falcons. We'll get to what happened in the NFL this weekend. Happy Monday, everybody. It's Dukes and Bell on a Falcon Monday.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Daily Download is brought to you by Akins Ford, where the end of the year deals start now. Shift gears here and talk a little college football, guys. First and foremost, acknowledging the Dogs being in the SEC championship game. We got all week to break it down, and we certainly will. It's Alabama. Alabama again.
Why do you hate Alabama so much?
Well, look, they've got Kirby's number. And does it matter? No, it doesn't to me. It means nothing, but it's something you guys will hear all week long from the national pundits about how Kirby hasn't beaten, you know, this particular coach.
Oh, for Alabama in the SEC championship.
And, Mike, I hear you. I just think you got to make plays on Saturday, man. And if you do that, they got to play better than they did against Georgia Tech. Plain and simple. They did not play well.
I still don't even know what that was. I got to be honest. Bobo, it's like, okay, I mean, we know, you know, Gunner can run, but it's like you're trying to make Gunner into like Haynes King. I said that to Carl today. Strange game. And then it's like, you know, Frazier can run. You know, I know the other dude's hurt, but you got Frazier. You got Zach. You got Branch. You got these other guys. You can still do high percentage throws in the flat and see if these athletic players, Carl, can beat a guy one-on-one. I just thought it was such a vanilla plan, and it was almost like you didn't feel like Tech could threaten, so you just kind of did that. And yeah, just aesthetically, a horrible game.
No, it wasn't fun. What was it, 16-9?
16, I mean, you held them all field goals, but yeah, it was just ugly.
But Kirby will take the win. And the point is, I don't expect them. You know, look, this is a long season. It's a grind. It really is. And the Dogs have proven to us, I think, enough through the adversity that they've had to go through, that they are arguably one of the best teams in the country. Are they the best team? Well, they're going to get a chance to prove that. But you got to get, you know, this dub and win another SEC championship game. And, Mike, that's the other thing. They're already SEC champs. They beat Texas last year, guys. Nobody talks about it. They already are SEC champs. Now you're going up against Alabama, and let's see if they can win another one. But as I said, we'll talk about that. Here's the deal, Mike, with me as far as this Lane Kiffin situation. Coaches can now take players with them. Didn't used to be that way, right? Coach left. Right. We killed coaches for years leaving kids.
Right.
Oh, what about the kids? I cannot tell you how many times I heard that from people over the years. Now, they're all mercenaries. The coaches and the players.
Right.
Players are going to leave. Coaches are going to leave. And that is what fundamentally has changed. The rev sharing, the NIL, the you know, it's liberated players to be able to make these choices. And so when we talk about Lane in this situation at Ole Miss, when they say, hey, he wanted to coach, okay, fine, you're not coaching, there's no way because of what you laid out is the circumstances of the calendar and, you know, taking poaching players and poaching coaches, like, you're either with us or you're against us, right? That's the right end of the day. But I also think that it's more than just being a better job. I just feel like everybody's using that as, well, you know, it's a better job and he should have probably made this decision. I just think, guys, what fundamentally used to be a big deal in college football isn't anymore. And so now when coaches leave, what is the fuss? The fuss used to be you recruited a guy, you promised him, Mike, you were going to be there. Nobody's using that anymore.
No, that's gone. I mean, now that these guys are basically semi-professionals and they can leave after every year, that argument doesn't hold any water. That's like talking about amateurism. That's gone. I just feel bad for Keith Carter, you know, the athletic director for Ole Miss, because two ways of looking at this. And I was telling this to Carl. We were talking about this morning. Okay, you're going to leave. You're going to take half the team. You're going to do what Cignetti did with James Madison. You're going to gut my team, you know, and we'll be screwed, and so be it. But if you can, and these guys can maintain focus, I'm Ole Miss, and that's why he's going to LSU, because you're never going to win a natty at Ole Miss. I, Carl, say, you know what? I'll swallow my pride, and you finish what you started, and then you'll go to our arch rival. And hopefully we'll find somebody, and in this case they go with Golding, the defensive coordinator. We'll talk more about that coming up. But I wonder, though, could you have ever sold that to your team? Look, fans, this is our best shot. We're going to probably get a home playoff game, and this team, you know, hey, we had Georgia on the ropes in Athens. This is a team that can win a national championship. We'll take our lumps afterwards because, hey, even if we suck for the next 2 years, Carl, as we rebuild, we'll have a national championship. The only national championship they have, they didn't have black players on the team. It's been that long for Ole Miss.
No doubt.
So, I mean, that's the one argument. But even that's a fantasy. That's an untenable situation for everyone involved.
The only way that could have worked is assured promises from Lane and his agent, Mike, and everybody involved that, you know what, when you leave, you start over. Meaning you don't take any of our players.
Right, which he's never going to sign off.
And you don't take any of our coaches. You can stay here and finish the job. But when you leave, you're starting fresh. And you're bringing in your own people. And you're not. And nobody's going to do that. I mean, Lane's in on a lot of these players just as, you know, a lot of these assistants who do the job to bring them into these programs. But at the end of the day, here's my point. Why are you mad? It's a business decision. Why are you upset at Lane Kiffin? If you're going to say, Dukes, I don't like him, okay, I get that. But if you're just going to tell me that the decision took too long or it's the wrong thing, is it in this day and age of college football? Is it really? That's my deal, Mike, and that's why I told you this morning I'm torn. I'm not mad at Lane Kiffin. Get your money. Go do what you need to do. But this idea that he strung Ole Miss along or what are we talking about?
Look,
he just won more games, Mike, than anybody in the history of the program, and there are only three other coaches who've won more games since he's been there over the last six years.
The old school way of thinking, which, again, you just laid out, it's the new economics of college football, is you see it through because this is, I mean, you made a promise to the organization. When they hired you, you were damaged good. You're not at FAU for a couple of years jerking around, you know, and then they gave you that shot at Ole Miss. So it is a two-way street. You know, and you could argue you did pretty well by each other. To have those 11-win seasons, like when South Carolina had Spurrier, you'll never see that again. You know, but can you actually say, like it's almost like something out of a movie. You know, how many yachts can you water ski behind, man? How much, an extra $10 million to go to LSU? Ole Miss closed the gap as best they could, and let's see if you can make this work. But LSU, to your point, it's still a better job. LSU has won with three different coaches. LSU gets better players before you even get into the transfer portal. And the thing is, it just makes it so tough for Ole Miss fans. It's your mortal enemy in LSU. You're going to lose out. You're basically blowing to smithereens this championship. And the College Football Playoff Committee will probably drop them the way they dropped Florida State because you're just not the same. Because Lane is not a CEO. Lane is involved with every aspect of the offensive play calling.
I am not connected to Ole Miss in any way, shape, or form. So anybody who's an Ole Miss fan, you have every right to be upset. I'm not talking to
you. It's the worst. It's like it's apples to oranges, but it's in its own way. It's kind of what FSU fans were feeling 2 years ago.
But I'm asking the normal guy who has no dog in the fight. That this dude's walking around. I saw so many people upset and mad, and I'm like, why? Players are not at the mercy of the coach's replacement. We used to be. I can leave.
Right.
That's what's fundamentally different. And when people get all upset and they go, the players have more control now than they ever have. And it used to be, Mike, guess what? We're going to bring a guy in who didn't recruit you, who didn't tell you what you meant to his program or what he was going to do with you, and you had to kind of reprove yourself. You don't like it now, you leave. If they don't like Golden, Mike, they leave.
The thing is, I think where the hatred for Lane or all the stuff that comes in for people outside of Ole Miss is, you thought that maybe – this guy had changed. Okay, he had gone from a guy
who won 75% of his games over 6 years.
Hear me out on this. A guy, I'm taking all the way back to when it started, when Al Davis basically said he's a fraud.
Yeah, but that wasn't anything to do with Ole Miss.
Hold on, hear me out now. Why, you're asking me why people hate the guy. I'm explaining it
to
you.
Yes, but you're talking about a different time period. That's like saying when I was 20, I'm 40 now. What's the difference?
The difference is people thought he actually had changed, like he had grown up. He wasn't the immature guy, the selfish guy who jets from the Raiders to the Tennessee Vols, who then leaves them in midnight to go to USC, who always seems to fall forward. The funniest part of all this is the hypocrisy of Nick Saban to go on College Game Day and say they should let him finish. When you wouldn't let him finish at Alabama, you told him to hit the bricks because you couldn't challenge him to stay focused on the job at hand when he was ready to go take FAU. All I'm saying is this guy is the typical clown who advances beyond his competency. He finally plants some roots at Ole Miss, does the job, only to revert back to the guy that we always knew he was in the first place. And it doesn't mean anything to me, but that's why some people have been coming down on this guy the last 72 hours.
What about you? 404-726-0929. Where are you at? It's one of, if not the biggest stories in college football.
He never changed. You don't change your stripes. He is that same guy.
First of all, Lane Kiffin's a really good coach. He's won everywhere he's been.
Has he won a championship?
So he's a really good coach. That's first and foremost.
Is he going to win a championship at LSU?
Mike, how many other coaches are winning championships outside of Kirby and Ryan Day?
Is he going to win a championship at LSU?
Name them. I don't know. We thought Brian Kelly was going to win a championship. He wasn't invested.
That was to me. Well, you and I did sidebar on that. We always thought that was a strange fit.
So I don't know that. But Lane Kiffin is a good coach, first and foremost. You don't get these opportunities regardless of what you think about a guy's personality. And they're all skewed. They're all skewed at some point. You said it. Kirby feels untouchable because of the way he handles his business. But at the end of the day, there's all these courts with all these guys. So for me, I just look at Kiffin and I go, why are you upset at this dude? You're telling me you're mad because of the way he left the Raiders or he left Tennessee 1 year into his deal on a 6-year deal. He lied and said, or I don't know if he lied, but he said it was his dream job.
He's a con man. He
goes to USC and it doesn't work. Okay.
I mean, look, again, I'm not an Ole Miss fan. I'm just telling you, I think this is where some sports fans feel. I mean, doesn't mean anything to me, but I think folks felt he did change and he had finally matured. Okay, I'm going to see something through. And the timing of it. With your team on the cusp of maybe making a run to a semifinal, maybe even a national championship, to gut it and to rip it out.
When's he supposed to make this decision?
Well, I mean, you don't, or you stay, because everybody else who had juice stayed. Kirk Cignetti stayed. Hey, even the Vols coach. Vanderbilt coach Chuck Lee stayed. I mean, you got all these people who are in a tremendous position, but the guy who's actually got a chance to go somewhere and win the championship pulls the disappearing act. It seems so unseemly. He didn't do anything wrong by the letter of today's college football world. It's just in the eyes of a lot of folks, he did the wrong thing. He could have done the right thing. He did the wrong
thing. What's the right thing, though? You stayed the right 6 years and won 75% of your games.
And now you get the best team you ever had on the cusp of a national championship, and you scram.
But that's not on him. That's the calendar.
And then you're also, because you are the petulant, immature Lane Kiffin, you revert back to your childish ways, and you turn it around and make it all Old Miss's fault. They wouldn't let me coach, even though I was going to rip everybody out and take all the coaches.
Well, the AD has said that they didn't. That was from the AD. But even Lane, he
screws Old Miss and then plays the victim card. That's why another reason why people are mad at him or saying a bunch of bull.
So leaving for a better job is screwing people.
Well, I mean, in definition, you sign a contract and there's a buyout, so be it. You don't have a problem with it. I get it. Other people do.
No, it's not that I don't have a problem with it. I'm trying to find out why other people have such a big problem with it.
I think nobody sees anything through anymore. He's a metaphor for 2025.
Okay.
I'm getting mine and the rest of you be damned. Because I don't give a crap about the collective. I don't care about the team. I don't care about the fans. I care about Lane Kiffin.
Even after he did as much as he's done.
Yeah, but again, he's not doing it for peanuts, and they were just within $10 million of what LSU was offering. So it's not like if LSU doubled what Ole Miss was bringing in, I mean, the deals were comparable. And Ole Miss's fan base was passing that, like, man, can we ever get there? So basically, and another reason why the national media is on this, it's basically, yes, the little guy, and Ole Miss is kind of the little guy, can never win the championship.
Okay, but you just said LSU's a better job.
It is a better job. By all definitions, it's a better job.
Okay. That's what I don't get. We're talking
about
both sides of our mouth.
It's the timing. If there was somehow a way where you could move on and everything in the calendar progressed after the Super Bowl, where everything could be in place, but that's not the way the world works. Teams are scrambling to find their head coach, LSU as well.
Yeah, and that's the other part about this. And that's not Lane. That's not any of these coaches who have changed jobs, by the way. all these coaches that have gotten hired, this is the calendar. You can only wait a certain amount of time. You guys realize signing day is this week.
Right.
Signing day is this week. Then you get 15 days in January to decide whether you want to go somewhere else or not. And then that's it. This second portal window is gone now.
Right.
So you've got to make decisions. And I just look at this and I go, wait a minute. You wouldn't go?
Okay, but the move itself. I think we've established that because one program is at another level, even though this was a down year and Kelly was a bad fit. It's the way it went down. I think if I'm answering the question why people mm-hmm. are mm-hmm. feeling the way they are, I got a kick, and I forget who. I got to give credit to this. It was a guy on Twitter who's an Ole Miss fan who had a great line. He goes, the funniest part is Lane Kiffin saying he was going to pray to the Lord for guidance.
He did.
And he said, Jesus was like, my son, screw Ole Miss over and also try to blackmail them into letting you coach the playoff by threatening to take all your staff and players with you to LSU. That was the message that he got from his prayer, which is kind of funny.
It is funny. When he said that at the end of the game the other night, I think it was Friday at the Egg Bowl, and he was like, I got a lot of praying to do. And I was like, really? I was like, really, really, Lane? Mm. Either way, look, I'm not going to question that man's faith. If that's what he did, so be it. But it is funny because we all feel like that's not really what happened.
It just feels disingenuous. And that's the thing. After a couple years of him, Lane, being established at Ole Miss, it's just kind of funny. It's like the girlfriend you felt changed, or you're the boyfriend. You don't change people. They make incremental changes, but overall, people do not change.
Wow.
They don't.
That's a pretty broad statement.
People don't change.
That's a pretty broad statement.
You can get better at certain things. There'll be certain aspects of your life you might be better. But then your core is your core. Your soul is your soul. You are who you are.
Day-Day, you believe that? I see your face in there.
I think people can change.
I do, too.
He does hot yoga now. That's how he changed.
Who did?
He does hot yoga now. That's how he changed.
No, I mean, look, I grew up a little bit. I got married. I got a little more responsible. But I'm still a selfish son of a bee.
Yeah,
you know, he's trying to get with his ex-wife now. That's a change.
You ain't in them streets no more, though.
No,
right?
You
changed.
That's true.
To a degree.
So you changed.
Lane did do that. Lane got out those streets.
He put
the bottle down and became more committed to his job.
Now, look, I think this is just me. Mike, that's interesting. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And if you feel that way, we'd love to hear from you. This is a huge story just because now, again, he's going to LSU. Guys, we're going to be talking about Lane Kiffin and LSU, okay, as we move forward.
Right.
It's just what it is. But I'll say this. There are life-changing events in your life that change you. And when those happen, people do change. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.